Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has helped commission the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced, nearly $13 billion warship. Mr. Trump spoke to the crowds gathered at the ceremony.
Wherever this vessel cuts through the horizon, our allies will rest easy and our enemies will shake with fear, because everyone will know that America is coming, and America is coming strong.
He said the giant ship sends a 100,000-ton message to the world and will cause enemies of the U.S. to shake with fear. After 3 years of delays and billions of dollars of cost overruns, Mr. Trump officially turned over the first of the next generation of nuclear-powered aircraft carriers to the U.S. Navy. Washington Post newspaper reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. President Trump blasted the leak of the highly classified information in an early morning tweet, saying the leaks must stop. More than 100 Somalis recently released from Ethiopian detention facilities and handed over to the Somali government have arrived in Mogadishu. Government officials told local media the Somali prisoners have been held in Ethiopian jails for various offenses, including illegal entry. And Afghan officials are saying at least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents, with seven of those prisoners reported killed. This is VOA News.